Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend, and the first movie is Next Day Air. So, what do you do if someone else's mail is delivered to you, or if you're the guys in this movie, you open the package, find out it's cocaine, and then try to sell it?
I know this ain't what I think it is.
It is, yeah! Oh, am I dreaming?
I know who we can sell it to.
Yo, what's up?
I dropped the box off here. It's the wrong address. So do you have it?
Well, we did have it.
Now, wouldn't even the dumbest person on the whole planet realize this might be a really dumb idea? I mean, dumb not to realize that you're breaking some federal law or something by opening someone else's mail? Dumb to decide to go into the drug trade when there are perfectly decent jobs down the street at McDonald's flipping burgers? And dumb to think the guy that sent this mail won't actually go psycho on you? But the dumbest thing of all might be this whole movie, because they would not show us this movie. But really, why bother? Because everyone is going to be seeing the next movie this week, 3 decades after the last movie and 4 decades after the TV show. Star Trek is back in this and brings us all the original characters and tells us how James T. Kirk becomes captain of the Starship Enterprise.
Your father was captain of the Starship for 12 minutes. He saved 800 lives. Including yours. I dare you to do better. Enlist in Starfleet.
Boy, I am telling you, I love the month of May. This is the month that they bring out all the great movies of the year, and Star Trek is no exception. This movie is going to be huge. And for those of you that know all about the original characters, J.J. Abrams does a great job staying true to them while making them even more interesting and entertaining. And for those of you that know absolutely nothing about the original characters, you're going to love them with all the action and the adventure that they face. You've got Chris Pine playing Captain Kirk, Zachary Quinto playing Spock, you know him as Siler on the TV show Heroes, and Simon Pegg plays Scotty. Loved them all. Something else I loved about this movie, it made me laughed so hard I was actually in tears at one point. All that along with the special effects, really cool story, and even a very special appearance by someone we all know makes this movie so worth seeing. One huge bummer though, you'll have to wait 2 years until the next Star Trek movie, so if you're like me, you're going to have to go back and see this one over and over and over again to get your Star Trek fix. So on our Movie Night Traffic Light, Star Trek is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.